This Labor Day at Lowe's, shop member-only doorbuster deals for a limited time. Save $50 on an Ego string trimmer, now $169. Plus, get 50% off select Holland pavers. Not a rewards member? Sign up for free today. But hurry, Labor Day doorbuster deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 9-1 while supplies last. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Make it rain. News update.
Chris Pavona here on the Fantasy News Ones and Twos. We are working tirelessly to get our boy Joe Ranieri back. But for now, let's recap some of the things that we were talking about in the first hour. Starting with last night's Game 2 matchups in the NBA playoffs. Raptors beat the Magic 111-82, tying their series at 1. Kawhi Leonard leads the way with 37 points for the Raptors. The Nuggets even their series with the San Antonio Spurs, winning 114-105. Jamal Murray goes off for 21 points in the fourth quarter after only scoring 3 the whole game for Denver. And the Portland Trailblazers, they beat the Oklahoma City Thunder 114-94. They take a commanding 2-0 series lead. CJ McCollum and Damian Lillard lead the way with 33 points and 29 points, respectively. Game 2's tonight. Pacers and Celtics tip off tonight at 7 p.m. Eastern. Celtics lead that series 1-0. The Pistons and Bucks will go at it at 8 p.m. Eastern. Bucks lead 1-0 in the series. And the Rockets and Jazz finish the night at 9:30 p.m. Eastern. Rockets lead that series 1-0. In the NHL playoffs, guys, the Columbus Blue Jackets finish off the sweep of the President's Trophy-winning Tampa Bay Lightning. They win the game 7-3, sending the top-seeded Lightning home much earlier than many expected. Another sweep in the Eastern Conference, the New York Islanders finish out their series with the Pittsburgh Penguins, winning last night 3-2-1. In the West, the Winnipeg Jets beat the St. Louis Blues 2-1 in overtime. That series is tied at 2, and the Vegas Golden Knights beat the San Jose Sharks 5-0 and take a commanding 3-1 series lead. Tonight's Game 4 is on slate. Bruins and Maple Leafs in Toronto, Predators and Stars are in Dallas, and the West top-seeded Calgary Flames are in Denver to take on the Colorado Avalanche. Guys, in baseball, news that is not about the Yankees or Red Sox, the Tampa Bay Rays have placed ace Blake Snell on the 10-day injured list with a broken toe, the team announced yesterday. Snell, the reigning American League Cy Young Award winner, this is very strange, he suffered a fractured fourth toe on his right foot when he got out of the shower and then attempted to move a large granite bathroom stand. What the F happened here? It looks like we've got our boy Joe Ranieri back, and Dane, you know,
yeah, this is a big loss for the Rays. This is a big loss for the Rays, but they are saying, and this is what's interesting to me, Bavona, they are saying he's only going to miss one start. He's got a broken toe. He's only going to miss like a week, you know, so the way these guys still are able to go to the post, they're saying he's only going to miss one start, but yes, any kind of loss of Snell would hurt the AL East leading Tampa Bay Rays. Remember, this is a team that just doesn't lose. They are 13-4 on the season. Hopefully Snell only misses one start. But Bavona, what I don't know is, what is a granite stand in the bathroom? Like, what is that? Is that like where you put, I don't know, is that like where you put your toiletries on
it? I'm pretty sure they're talking about, like, I think he's talking about like some sort of vanity. You know, like a vanity that you can kind of like move around.
You confuse me with a guy who uses a vanity.
Listen, man. You know what? You're engaged now. You're going to be getting married soon. You're going to hear the word vanity a lot more.
Oh, I hear it already. My fiance is an interior designer. Trust me. I already know that. I just don't use it myself. But yes, the loss of Snell, problematic. The Tampa Bay Rays, if it goes beyond one start.
If it goes beyond one start here. But listen, if you want to talk about one really bad start, really bad night for New York's NL team, the Mets. Mets starter Steven Matz allowed 8 runs without recording an out in the first inning of Tuesday night's 14-3 loss to the host Philadelphia Phillies, something done only 5 times since 1893. In the space of 20 minutes, Matz's ERA shot up from 1.96, awesome, to 4.96, not awesome. After only throwing 31 pitches, Mats faced eight batters and allowed six earned runs for four hits, including two home runs. And not to forget, he also hit Bryce Harper right on the wrist with a pitch, yeah, earning plenty of the inning's biggest boos from the crowd at Citizens Bank Park. He should be able to, bounce back from that.
He'll be fine. It was a forearm. He got some meat. It was all right. But yes, the Eagles beat the Giants 14-3 last night. But to our point before, if this was the first start of the season, Mats' ERA would be infinity. Similar to how we see Chris Davis with the big slump at the very beginning. You mentioned that his ERA goes up a full two runs, but it's standing at 4.96. Like, yeah, that's bad, but it's not as noticeable as it would be if it was infinity in the first start. That's why we say, these numbers in April fluctuate a bunch. Don't let it settle a little bit.
All right. Finally, in the NFL, Ian Rappaport is reporting that the Patriots have signed wide receiver Demaryius Thomas to a one-year, $6 million deal. This comes after the Houston Texans elected to release him this offseason following a torn Achilles. Houston acquired him from the Denver Broncos via trade in October, and he played seven games for the AFC South club before suffering his Achilles injury there. He also turned himself into police in February following a car crash in Denver. He was charged with felony vehicular assault, reckless driving, and no proof of insurance. Rick Salinger of CBS Denver reported the news, noting he lost control while driving more than 40 miles per hour over the speed limit. Dane, that is the news from me. We should be having our boy Joe Ranieri back in about 15 seconds here. But for now, I am Chris Pavona. That is the news. Now, somewhere, there are some tacos to be eaten.
Likely, somewhere.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Let it rain!
You remember the class where I taught y'all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar, dollar bills, y'all.
All right, we're back, people. Final hour here. Make it rain, the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Dane Martinez, Joe Ranieri. It is his birthday, people, so make sure that you are sending him a shout-out here today.
Yeah, send me some winners.
All sorts of profitability here today on the birthday, the big day. And, plenty to get to here the final hour, including our Make It Rain plays, Major League Baseball. We've even got a lot of Champion League soccer going on, NBA playoffs, NHL. And now we got another golf tournament happening this weekend, which is going to give a whole lot of people an opportunity to dive right back into the golf world who didn't get their fill there over the Masters. All this golf talk, people are going to want to start maybe laying a couple of bucks every week now on a couple of golfers they feel might give themselves the best shot at winning a few bucks. And hell, at 20-1, 30-1, 40-1, 50-1, why not put a couple of bucks on a few golfers each week and see what happens on a Sunday? And that's exactly what we've got going on. A lot of the same guys that you just watched in the Masters going to be taking the course here this week. So might have to just do a little RBC. And I believe it's in Canada too. The Royal Bank of Canada, the Heritage Open. Yeah. And if you got a little Masters hangover, you need a little fill, we're going to go ahead and give you an opportunity to do that. A couple of big guys, a couple of big names in here, like Dustin Johnson back in the day, back after his number two finish last week, still kicking himself in the ass. Talk about a guy that can't get finished. But he is really the favorite here, I think, 8-1. Bryson DeChambeau, Jordan Spieth, Matt Kuchar, all the guys that you just got to learn about, Tommy Fleetwood, Patrick Cantlay, all dudes at big prices, dude, the 20-35 to 40-1 range. All your favorite guys you just got to get to know this week for the Masters. You're going to have an even better chance to cash on them this week as Canada is the focus here for the Heritage Open. Also, we did learn a little bit about, we told you this morning, turns out that Tiger, $1 million winner on the Masters, the first time better. Yeah, there is a little bit more to his story than first reported. Turns out he wasn't as sweet and cherry and, ooh, look at me, my first bet. Yeah, a little more to the story. We'll talk about that coming up here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Improve his
visibility and save $8 on a pair of Rain-X Latitude wiper blades. Plus, earn double points during Old Rewards Member Appreciation Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Ensure clear vision in any weather and save $8 on a pair of Rain-X Latitude wiper blades at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hi, I'm Keith Urban. I believe every child is entitled to a complete and inspiring education. Music education programs in our schools help kids learn, socialize, gain confidence, and stay in school. But they need your help to survive. Mr. Holland's Opus Foundation gives school music programs the instruments they need to make this opportunity available to every student who wants to play. With your help, we can keep music alive in our schools and give all kids the education they deserve.
Visit mhopus.org now to find out how you can help.
I weighed 329 pounds. I was a heart attack waiting to happen. I got Andro 400. It makes me not so hungry. I started noticing more energy. I noticed my belly was starting to shrink up. I started seeing weight come off, 80-some pounds. I went from 330 to 245. For a 56-year-old guy to lose that much weight, it took something, brother. I feel great. I feel like I was when I was 35 years old.
That was Ruben. Now listen to what Josh says about Andro 400.
Well, I'll tell you, man, that stuff really works. It was insane. I've heard the commercials walk for a decade. I was like, oh, I'm just going to try it. My pants are like falling off. It really works. I bought suits last year for my new job, and they're falling off of me. It's insane.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
The morning after.
The reports were in the Golden State Warrior room that it was the quietest that it's ever been, like worse than even the finals, I think, feel. It's interesting, too, that you figure that the Warriors have won so much, they would have almost laughed it off. But they were legitimately in shock, so much so that, like, the GM had to come in and talk to everyone and say, listen, it's okay. I'd be a little worried about if I was the Clippers, because now they're just going to be really angry.
Weekdays, 9 a.m. Eastern on FNTSY Radio and on your popular podcast providers.
All right, final hour here on Make It Rain, the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Thank you guys for making us a part of your day. Do our best here. Point you in the right direction on a bevy of games we got going on. NHL, NBA, Major League Baseball. Early afternoon action, by the way, for Major League Baseball. Keep that in mind. 1 o'clock starts, I believe. The Mets are still trying to figure out how to get out of the first inning from last night. But they are back at it with the Phillies. Arrieta on the mound, I believe, for the Phillies here today. Going up against Wheeler. Yeah. And if I'm the, by the way, just the Brewers are also taking on the Cardinals at 140. If I'm the Cardinals, I would just go ahead and tell the umpire right now that every time Christian Yelich gets to the plate, we're just going to just go to first base. Like, don't let him. He doesn't need to warm up. He doesn't need to pick up a bat. He doesn't need to do anything. Just tell him, forget it. Forget about going to home plate. Go directly to first base. In Christian Yelich's 5 games this year against the St. Louis Cardinals, he has 9 hits, 7 of them are home runs, 15 RBIs, a 708 on-base percentage, and, oh, yeah, 2.64 OPS. Are you kidding me, people? Whatever you do, do not pitch to Christian Yelich. I don't care. Put him on base 4 times. He can't hurt you from first base. But if you're going to tell me a dude's got 9 hits and 7 of those are home runs in 5 games, yeah, don't pitch to him, man. Like Michael Wacha, I think, is that who's on the mound today for the
Cardinals? Yeah, Waka's on the mound for the Cardinals.
Yeah, just go to point to first. Be like, yep, we're going to send him the first. I mean, listen, it's a little Barry Bondish, but can we be realistic here? Why do you want to let this guy continue? He's already proven he owns you. So why would you allow him to continue to own you? I would just be like, yeah, anytime there's a guy in scoring position, like, don't pitch to him. Just don't let him kill you, because he has owned your ass in five games this year. And they're in first place, by the way.
Yep, Yelich is absolutely hot. I like that this game is in that ballpark in Milwaukee. You mentioned that, you know, Yelich is so hot. On the other side, the Brewers are starting Corbin Burnes, Joe. You ever heard of him? He's pitching to a 10.05 ERA so far. In that ballpark, these teams can score runs. I'm looking at a 9.5 total. I think there might be some runs scored in this game, Joe.
There's always going to be runs scored in that game when they're when these two teams are involved. And yes, I do unfortunately know Burnes because I had him against the Dodgers last week. And watched him earn that 10 ERA that he's got going on right now. So get ready though.
Think about lean on that one. Over 9 in that game.
Yeah, I don't trust Waka, and Burnes has already got a 10 ERA. So And Waka is almost
so hot.
Six.
They're going to score some runs. They're going to score some runs in Milwaukee today.
Not going to be all excited about that. White Sox going for the sweep against the Royals. Dodgers trying to take care of business against the Reds a little bit later today. And of course, your night game start with the Yankees and the Red Sox. We'll start there. We talked about this a little bit earlier. If you're a Yankees fan and a Red Sox fan, maybe the hardest thing for you to do, you've waited all this time, right, to celebrate, to get the baseball season. You probably don't bet basketball. You probably, you know, you dabbled a little in football. But I know guys that their fandom takes over. The only time of year that they bet, they're recreational bettors. And the only time that they really bet is when their favorite team, and usually baseball, is in season. So the problem right now is that if you are a fan of the Yankees or the Red Sox, you have been betting and you have been losing. And because you keep telling yourself this, right? If you're a Yankees fan or a Red Sox fan, you keep going, bounce back, bounce back. There's no way they can lose another game. There's no way they can be this bad. It's the Yankees. We keep waiting for it. And in theory, it's a nice idea. It looks good on paper, but the reality is in a month of April and really some of May, probably not the best time to use the bounce back theory as a betting strategy, because you guys have lost a ton of money backing up the Yankees right now. I mean, I'm looking at the numbers here. The Yankees have dropped 5 different games as big favorites of -190 or more on the money line. Guys, that is just a huge amount of money. And oh yeah, the Red Sox have done it 6 times in that price range. So if you think, I love betting the Yankees, and we've talked about it, do not bet heavy favorites in the month of April. Hold off, guys. I mean, just hold off. There's no reason to do it right now. Some of you have figured it out the hard way. Just wait. There are a lot of other ways to bet your favorite team, right? If you're a Yankees fan or Red Sox fan or a Cubs fan, you don't have to. There are other ways to do it. There are game totals. There are first inning runs. There's a whole lot of different ways to be able to bet the game, still enjoy the game without having to risk 190 as a big favorite. And then all of a sudden go, what the hell just happened here? There's other ways to profit, just not on the money line. So I would fade these teams moving forward until otherwise. You talked about Chris Sale, possibly looking at him now. Keep him out of the fantasy lineups, but start fading them, guys. The idea that Chris Sale is sort of a sudden going to flip a switch, or Tanaka or one of these guys is all of a sudden going to be J.A. Happ like today. Oh, they're going to be. Yeah, no, they're not. Like, keep fading them until somebody else shows you that they can actually win a game. So bet the totals, bet the first 5 innings, total runs for a team. Stay away from the money line in April. You can still enjoy your teams. You can still profit. You just don't want to profit on the money line right now with either one of these two teams.
Yeah, and that's kind of what I'm looking at these days, Joe. I'm looking at pitching matchups and what trends I can see here from the early season. And there's a few, you know, that I'll throw out there. Let me see if you like any of these, Joe. There's a couple of games in Major League Baseball that I'll talk you through. I see the Giants and the Nationals today. All right. I still believe the Giants offense not good, okay? And Hellickson is on the hill today against them. He had a nice, good outing. He's pitching to a like a 2 ERA. And then Samardzija going for San Francisco is pitching to a 1.62 ERA, yet I see a total, Joe, of 9 runs in this game. All right, yep. So I think the under could be live in this one. In the Royals-White Sox game, you got a pitching matchup where, okay, Lucas Giolito is someone that you can attack, all right? And Brad Keller has come out of nowhere to have 3 quality starts at a 2.45 ERA. I can get the Royals to not get swept here. I can get the Royals at like minus 105 or plus 100 right there. You talk about the runs being scored potentially with the Cardinals and Brewers. And then also in an early game, Joe, these Dodgers, they score runs, all right? But then their pitcher on the hill today is Walker Buehler, young kid who was supposed to be a stud. He's pitching to an 8.25 ERA. So I think runs are scored in L.A., and I see an over-under of about 8 runs. You might want to take the over in that one. So I'm looking at the starting pitchers. That's the most important thing in Major League Baseball.
It certainly is, because it's where it begins and it's where it ends as far as a few bets go. First inning, will they score a run? Great prop bet. Right. You can have that on any team, any time that you want. If you're in love with the starting pitching, listen, the last thing that all you have to wait is for 3 outs, and you've decided if you've won a bet or not. You don't have to wait the 9 innings and get disappointed when they come in. The bullpens go ahead and blow a 3-run lead in the 9th inning. It's over. First run. Yes or no. Simple prop bet. It's across every game, and you can have it with your favorite pitchers and your favorite teams. We talked about, of course, the first 5 innings. We've talked about how profitable Jacob DeGrom has been, 26 out of 31. The problem there is that backing the guys like Strasburg here, who got, lit up once again in his start here. Chris Sale getting lit up in his start here. You got to be very careful with that, because understand that the books, they also know that if they tempt you a little bit, because they're hoping the fans go, well, it's Jacob DeGrom, it's Chris Sale, they're going to go ahead and dominate. They'll overinflate it. They'll tempt you. You'll go ahead and place it down. And then like we've seen with Strasburg and Matz and Matz is still waiting to get an out. All of a sudden, you'll go, it's good. I don't have to wait until the 9th inning. First 5, it's going to be a low-scoring game. Yeah, juiced ball. Guys still aren't in mid-season form, and you've got hitters dominating pitchers right now. That all leads to try to avoid those types of situations, the first 5, the unders in all cost right now, at least until you can get the middle of May. And kind of bank on guys like the Cardinals and the Brewers scoring 100 runs every time they play. I like all of those bets from you, by the way. I think they're all quality. And there's a couple others, including a soccer game. We'll tell you about that match coming up, Champions League, next.
Can't get enough fantasy football? Roto Experts has launched their NFL 365 fantasy football package, which includes the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings available anywhere on the internet. Davis Maddock and the Roto Experts are providing dynasty, season-long betting, best ball, and NFL draft content every day of the year to give you an edge regardless of what type of fantasy football you play. Save 10% at rotoexperts.com with the promo code FNTSY. It's the NFL 365 fantasy football package, only at rotoexperts.com.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
DailyRoto.com.
Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
This place is great. Where are we?
We're at Quintas.
Quintas?
Quintitas.
Oh, you mean meat farms?
It's Genta's Meat Farm Supermarket. Genta's Meat Farms has 9 locations across Long Island, bringing you local farm fresh produce, butcher shop quality meat with custom cuts, and bakery fresh goods all at the best prices. Genta's Meat Farms. You might not know how to say it, but you know where we are.
Genta's!
It's not just fresh, it's Meat Farms fresh.
The Fantasy Sports Network is hitting you from all angles with the best fantasy sports and betting analysis. You can catch the latest programming on so many platforms, there's no way you'll miss out on any of the award-winning programming we pump out every single day. You can listen through the FNTSY radio app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. Download our podcast through iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Audioboom, and you can watch select programming on the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your only source for fantasy sports and wagering anytime and anywhere.
First round NBA action continues tonight. Got yourself, you got Pacers, Indiana, trying to figure out whether or not either one of those teams will score 80 points. Looking forward to Milwaukee, trying as fast as possible to finish off the Detroit Pistons without Blake Griffin, laying 15 and a half there. And then, of course, the one I'm really interested in is the Rockets Jazz. Trying to see if the Rockets can continue to roll. The Jazz, I thought they put up a little better fight there in game one, but the Rockets cleared the 6.5 total that they were laying in that game rather easily the first time around. Will they have that kind of time tonight? Well, we'll talk about that coming up. But he is Dane Martinez. I am Joe Ranieri. It is the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. We do our best to try to help you make it rain. And just joining us here this morning, congratulations, Toronto. They move on now to Orlando. As a quick recap, basically, they did exactly what a lot of us thought they would do. They dominated the Orlando Magic last night. The Orlando Magic just was, they weren't going to shoot 53% from three. They turned the ball over, didn't make any free throws. It was a blowout win. Now they go home where they haven't lost since the end of January, beginning of February. So still a lot to be determined in that Toronto series. Just know moving forward that they're pretty good at home, Orlando. They have been over the last couple of months. As far as Portland and, let's face it, the Oklahoma City, this is all about Russell Westbrook. It was always going to be about Russell Westbrook. Dane, we knew that. It was a matter of what Russell Westbrook would we get. Russell is great when things are going swimmingly. When everything is clicking and going his way, the guy, he's just great. Everything about him is great. He's a triple-double machine. He's one.
Right.
The problem with him is always been the problem with him, which is why Kevin Durant hightailed his ass out of OKC to get away from him. It's when adversity hits, all of a sudden, Russell Westbrook, he goes in a different direction. He becomes very, you know, very inward. It's all about him. He starts chucking up balls. It's not good, and he takes his focus. And Damian Lillard right now is owning Russell Westbrook, and it's showing as the Trailblazers ended up winning 2-0. They take a 2-0 seriously, and actually rather easily. You don't have a healthy Paul George, and you got Russell Westbrook in his head. I'm not sure things get better for them moving forward, Dane.
Yeah, I hear you. Remember, I said it earlier in the show when PG-13 and Russell Westbrook combined to go 3 of 13 from behind the arc and keep shooting that way. That is the problem. And you know what? I see it in a slightly, I'm looking at the other angle on this, Joe. I'm not gonna fade it because of Russell Westbrook on the bad side. I'm gonna hear and choose to celebrate Damian Lillard instead, okay? I want people to understand that Damian Lillard, who toils up there in the Pacific Northwest, so people don't see him as much. This guy is one of the top guards in the NBA, Joe, and one of the guys who you know, kind of in the reverse of what you're saying about Russell Westbrook, when the chips are down, the kind of clutch gene, I've seen him put teams on his back before. I've seen him make late game, late in the shot clock kind of shots from 25, 27 feet out. Okay. And don't forget also, remember, Joe, in the All-Star game, Damian Lillard was actually on the court with 5 minutes left to go when they got serious, you know, and they put their actual A team out there. He was the one out there with LeBron and KD and those other guys. Damian Lillard is under the radar, and I think we need to celebrate him. He kind of reminds me, Joe, you remember Brandon Roy, also for the Trailblazers, back in the day, who was such a great guard, and people just didn't give him the respect he deserves. I think the narrative here is about how Russell Westbrook doesn't come up clutch or, you know, it plays me hero ball. I want to instead give love to Damian Lillard, who is more than just Dame Dollar the rapper. He's one of the best guards in the NBA.
This team is, it's not the same old from the Trailblazers, and you got to be very careful with narratives heading into the playoffs. If the Columbus Blue Jackets and Tampa Bay Lightning have taught us anything, it's that the regular season is nice in all sports, but ultimately they are a different animal come the playoffs. And those of you that took the number six seed because Nurkic wasn't on Portland anymore, and somehow or another they were never going to overcome that, somehow this Russell Westbrook and Paul George team were going to just run. Yeah, that's not the case here, guys. They are just as good, if not better now, without Nurkic in the lineup. So they head to OKC. They're going to have to get at least one, but I do think it's not looking great for the OKC Thunder. And Denver grew up last night. That was the other game, of course. They came back from two separate down 19, I think. They were down by 19 twice in that game. And congratulations, Jamal Murray, coming back with a fourth, putting his team on his shoulders. And that was the biggest fear with people coming in with Denver, right? Were they going to be experienced enough? Could they overcome some adversity? Never been here, never done that. No success in the playoffs. Very talented. But again, regular season, one thing, playoffs is another. Well, last night you watched a very veteran San Antonio team take it to them once again for about three quarters, but the fourth quarter, it was all about Denver and a comeback. They ended up not only winning and coming back from 19, they also covered the 7 points that they went in there on the closing line with and cashed that out. So Denver, huge win, more so, I think, than anything else, the fact that they proved to themselves they can do it in the playoffs. They got to do it again at least once now, heading back to San Antonio, who has been just almost unbeatable at home this year as well. So, but kudos to Denver. It looks like they learned they can do it and they can win on the big stage. So that's good news for them.
Yeah, and we talked about it before earlier in the show. In game one, the Nuggets shoot 21% from downtown. And as you know, all season long, that's kind of the type of team they are. Right, they want to shoot from long range. They want a running gun. And then that improved in game two to back up to around normal 41% from behind the arc. I think that was a big difference. And as you mentioned, something happened with Murray. Right, he flipped the switch, was like 0 for his first 8 or something, and then did not miss in the fourth quarter. And that's what's going to have to happen. I've said this. I think the Spurs are going to focus on what Popovich's scheme is. You know, Bill Belichick with the Patriots always tries to take away what you do best. I think Popovich is doing something similar, knowing that Jokic is going to be the bread and butter for the Nuggets. He is going to force the Nuggets to beat them from outside. And it's the question, can they do it in that scenario that they've never been before in the playoffs? In game one, 21% loss. Game two, 41% W and cover the spread.
Yep, and the first game tonight, we'll look at Milwaukee Bucks taking on the Detroit Pistons. Looked like a high school team. Milwaukee made it to 100 before Detroit made it to 60 in the last game. It's a big number, 15 points in a playoff game. I get it, it is a lot. But let me just tell you this. There have been eight games this year the Detroit Pistons have played without Blake Griffin, and he is no more, by the way. They're shutting him down. Yeah, they are 2-6 straight up, and they are 1-8 against the spread. Not good. In fact, the only win and the only cover they have had without Blake Griffin, you want to take a guess as to who that team was?
The Knicks.
There you go. The New York Knicks, which is not what you are going to be getting here.
No.
I have no problem.
The Knicks are different.
No problem laying the 15. It was right in game one. It's right in here. And I do think you're going to see much of the same thing. You're going to see a very focused Milwaukee team who understands, listen, look around me. A lot of these other series might go six games, may even go a seven game. You know what happens after you win four? You get the kick back, relax, and watch it all unfold. And that's exactly what they want to do. It is a grind, but I think it's a grind that Milwaukee is ready for. And I don't see any letdown at home tonight. I got no problem laying that 15. I think it's going to be a blowout once again.
Hey, Joe. Yeah, I agree with you. Without Blake Griffin, you know, these Pistons are like lucky to be here, right? And Milwaukee, like you said, have seen some of these upsets. They've seen Toronto go down in game one. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? They've seen this. And so they're going to hopefully understand that they got to keep their foot on the gas pedal. Joe, what I want to ask you, I'm looking at this Indiana-Boston game.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm reminded a couple of weeks ago in the national championship game where it was like Virginia and Texas Tech. And it was like, oh, the defense. And the total got so far down. Right, that because it was getting bet so far down that it was almost like, I remember telling you, like, it can't be that far. It's got to be the over. I think we're going too far. I look at the total in this game, Joe. It's at 203. And I know that the game, like, was, like, in the 80s or the 70s in the first. Do you think that's a little too low, Joe? Do you think maybe they just get back to normal NBA action and where, you know, and both teams can get over the century mark? Is 203 going a little bit too far?
Here's the trend you need to know on that. Game one. Closed at 210.5, right? 52.5 point differential is what it ended up being. 158 points scored in game one. That is the most points a game has gone under since 2005, right? In the postseason. Right. So since then, we've had five games that have gone under by at least 40 or more points in the, and what do you think they did the next playoff game?
There was four of them or five of them. I think they're 4-1 to the over. I think they're 4-1 to the over. I'm going to go zigzag theory on the total.
3-2 to the over. So there's really no, there's nothing to garner from it one way or the other, other than these two teams. They went 52.5 point to the under. Will they match that? Well, history tells us the over only 3-2 in the following game. You take a look at both of these teams. They both struggled from the field. They struggled from the free throw line. It was a mess of a game. I would anticipate that, yeah, there's probably going to be a little better shooting going on in this game here. I do think that we'll probably see some spurts of a team kind of going maybe on a 12-4 run and then, bouncing back and forth as far as that goes. But I don't anticipate that we are going to see another 150, 160 point total. But I do like, much like the Celtics covered in game one as an 8-point favorite, I think they're 7.5 tonight. I'm not buying into the zigzag theory. I think Boston takes this one again rather easily, so I got no problem laying the points in this one tonight.
All right, fair enough. Yeah, I was looking at it from the total perspective. It just seems like everybody's gonna think it goes under.
Yeah,
and that's when you go the other way. That's when you go the other way.
3-2 tells me that it could go. You know, we could get 190 points. I think the safer bet is the Celtics will take care of business. They're a better team than the Indiana Pacers. So,
Sounds good.
Coming up, we'll give a couple of more of our plays, plus the final NBA play tonight.
If your vehicle is riding rough, it may be time for new shocks or struts. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, buy a combination of two or four select Monroe or Rancho shocks and struts and get up to an $80 Visa gift card by mail. Improve your ride with Monroe or Rancho shocks and struts at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right.
Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. A lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible, but since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76 and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up, and the only thing difference is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Can't get enough fantasy football? Roto Experts has launched their NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package, which includes the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings available anywhere on the internet. Davis Maddock and the Roto Experts are providing dynasty, season-long betting, best ball, and NFL draft content every day of the year to give you an edge regardless of what type of fantasy football you play. Save 10% at RotoExperts.com. With the promo code FNTSY. It's the NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package, only at rotoexperts.com.
So why don't you take your tax refund, guys, and swing for the fences playing daily fantasy baseball with DailyRoto.com. You can become the 8th Daily Roto Optimizer user to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament, or you can become one of the countless number of people who have won thousands using DailyRoto.com. So if you are playing MLB DFS and you're not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Enter the promo code FNTSY for a 10% discount. You'll get lineup alerts, projected ownership percentages, weather updates, fantasy projections, and of course, the use of the same DailyRoto lineup optimizers that you have that have produced millions in DFS winnings. That's the 2019 MLB Daily Roto Premium Package at DailyRoto.com. Use the promo code FNTSY and get your 10% discount today. All right, final hour here on Make It Rain, the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Dane Martinez, Joe Ranieri along with you, and want to welcome you guys in. And we want to cover a couple of the games here that that we've got here tonight, see if we can't put a few bucks in your pocket. And we started, of course, in the NBA with two of the games on tap. You've got your Boston Celtics. You've got your Indiana Pacers. And I think, quite honestly, yes, they went 52.5 points under the total last time. I could see it happening again. I could see them going over. The one constant I think we can all agree upon is that they were an 8-point favorite in game one, Boston, and they came back and blew the doors off of them in the second half, had no problem covering. I don't see them having a problem covering again, especially on the road. Indiana, not a great road team. The number is 7.5 tonight. I'm jumping all over it. I'm taking Boston to cover 7.5. Yes, it could be a low-scoring game, but at 203.5, that might be a little bit overreaction. But you can't tell with these two teams. You want me to trust Indiana to shoot better than the 70 points? I can't. Like, I can't do it on the road. And the other team that we talked about for you guys, the other playoff game, Milwaukee, I think that's going to be another blowout, laying 15, 15.5. It, really, is there a choice here, guys? Yeah, what are you going to go with? You're gonna hope that a Blake Griffin-less Detroit team is going to somehow hit the shock the world like the Clippers? Not going to happen. Not to mention Drummond, I think, is suspended this game because he decided to tackle.
He got that flagrant one.
Yeah, right. Yeah. He just tackled Giannis in the middle of the underneath the basket for some reason. Yeah, even he didn't want to play. That's why he did that. He's like, I got to get out of here. Like, I don't want to play in this bloodbath. It's going to be a blowout tonight. And I think that's why the most interesting game for us and for anybody in the NBA tonight, you got to be looking at this Utah and Houston game. and go, I really did think, I was convinced that Utah was going to be a little tougher in game one than they were. I mean, Harden and the Rockets just eviscerated them by 32 points in game one. Was it a fluke? Is it a sign of things to come? That's really the big question right now. We know the Jazz, one of the actually the fourth best defense in the league this year. They only allowed opponents to score 106 points a game. That didn't translate in game one, man. I mean, Houston was just all over them. They gave up 122 points to the Rockets. And by the way, that's just the 12th game this season that they have allowed 120 points or more. So they typically, and here's the good news for Jazz fans, they typically bounce back in this situation. In those games where they gave up 120 or more, the following game, teams only average just about 100 points, and Utah has gone 7-4 against the number in those games. So, yes, Houston outplayed Utah. The Rockets shot over 50% from the field. The Jazz didn't have a great shooting game. Usually teams like that, we talk about zigzag. This might be one of those games, I think, where you could look at it and go, you're giving me 6.5 points again. Am I going to count on all things being equal? I personally am not. I do think the zigzag theory will kick in here. I do think that Utah will bounce back. I think they'll have a better game. I don't know that they'll win it, but I do think it's not going to be a 20-some-odd point blowout like game one was.
Yeah, Utah is getting 6.5 points if that's one way you want to go. If you want to go the other way, when you're talking about, Joe, the defense bouncing back for the Jazz, the total for the Rockets themselves is at 109. Today, and you're saying that after they give up a big number, they only, you know, they keep it to around 100. So if you think the zigzag theory works, you know, for them kind of bouncing back a little bit, maybe you take the points, the Jazz plus 6.5, but maybe you also just take the under on the Rockets at under 109.5. The only thing that gives me, you know, cause for pause there, Joe, two words, James Harden, like he can do it against anybody. You know what I mean? He can go for 46 tonight, no matter if Donovan Mitchell is in his shadow or not. You know what I mean? So that's what gives me a little bit cause for pause. I think because the Rockets and the Jazz are both capable teams, right, I'm going elsewhere. I'd rather bank on Boston or Milwaukee tonight as opposed to Utah-Houston, which I just think is a battle between two better teams and could go wider range of outcomes in that game. Give me Milwaukee, which seems like a fait accompli. And I agree with you, Joe. These Pacers are going to struggle to score. And I think I've told you for a while, I think things are setting up nicely for the Boston Celtics. I think they can get a 2-0 lead as well. But give me the Celtics and the Bucks as opposed to having to sweat it out on the West Coast with Jazz and Rockets.
You know what it is with me on this is I like the Jazz. I like them actually to take this to a 7-game situation here. I do like if this was any other defensive team, the Jazz have proven all year long they can step up, especially in a bounce back situation. But all in all, the second half of the year, the two best teams were Houston and Utah, and Utah got there because they can play some defense. So I think they took the best shot Houston's going to deliver in game one. I fully anticipate them to make the adjustments. They will come out. They'll play better D. They'll play with their hair on fire. They don't want to go back to Utah down 2-0 either. I don't know. Will they win? I don't know. Will they keep it closer than 6.5? I think so. I do think they're going to play a little bit better defense than they did in game one. Now, one of the other situations we've got, we talked a little bit about the Champions League yesterday. Dane, you had brought it up. Uvika Stare did not make it through there yesterday as, Ajax go ahead and advances. So today it's Man City versus Tottenham. That's the that's the other quarterfinal, right? The second leg.
Yep,
here's the thing that we learned. Yeah, here's the thing that we learned yesterday, at least that I learned, having talked to a couple of, after the show, a couple of our soccer cappers. It's funny, in these types of situations, maybe the best thing, especially if you don't follow soccer, is to follow the money. Follow the sharps. Because yesterday, and this is great advice across any sport, not just soccer, but what happened yesterday is that team opened up. Juventus, right? They opened up as a minus 600 favorite. All right? It was crazy. It was crazy how much. And then all of a sudden, it started to be bet down. I'm sorry, AX was a plus 600 underdog.
Okay.
And then all of a sudden, it was plus 5, plus 450, plus 425, plus that.
Late money.
All of a sudden now, they're plus 325. And I can tell you right now, the public betting $10 on AX or is not moving the line, guys. The reason that you're going from an underdog at plus 600 and change to plus 300 where you lost half of the value, that happens only for one reason. That is
big
because the
bets.
Sharp big money was coming in on them big time. And we have another situation here today where there is big money moving the line and coming in on a team. Only this time they're not backing the underdog Tottenham here. They are backing Man City. Looking to overcome a 1-0 deficit against Tottenham here. We are talking about a team that that opened up here at plus 350. Tottenham came in at plus 140. It moved down, but now we're really starting to see a lot of this money over the last 24 hours really starting to come in on Man City. So there is an awful lot of sharp money coming in on the Spurs, on Man City, rather, against the Spurs. So Take that for what it is. Yesterday, we saw the same thing happen. Ajax ended up winning. The Sharps won. Today, we're seeing the same thing happen right now. Listen, Tottenham, from what I understand, impressive. And they won the first leg. They're one goal up. But there's a lot of Sharps feeling almost, 69% of the 69% of the bets and representing about 80% of the money right now are coming in on Man City to overcome that one goal and advance. And the number that I see right now that I'm looking on a book, I guess the bet is, does Man City advance? That's the thing. Not whether
they
advance.
See that at minus 155.
There you go. And that's the big bet that's happening right now. That's where a lot of the action that they do, in fact, advance. And that's coming in with a lot of sharp money there, Dane.
Yeah, I like that. That is a team that I was going to back today.
Liverpool's a flat-out favorite. I don't think it's even close, right?
Here's the thing you got to look at for that. And I trust your cappers also, Joe. But here's what's important to note. It is very important to know that this is the second leg of two, okay? Right. And you may see when you watch soccer games like, this score in the aggregate, that sort of thing. Now, when you want to say, yes, Liverpool is the better team, right? But here's something you need to know, Joe. They already played in the first, in the first leg, right? Liverpool already beat Porto. They already beat them 2-0. Okay. Mm-hmm. So in aggregate, they're already up 2-0, right?
Yep.
And they're on the road. So what Liverpool, it may be the prudent decision for them, them being Liverpool, to play this entire game in a very big defensive shell, knowing that they're on the road and they're already up 2-0, to almost like not even try to score and instead to just play defense the entire time. You have to remember when you're looking at these and it's the second leg, you have to understand the aggregate score because Liverpool is already up 2-0. Okay, so they may not try to score. They're still the favorite to win today, but Liverpool, they're fine with a draw today. They're not going to try to win. You know what I mean? If it's 1-1, they're not going to have their pedal to the metal. So we talk about motivation a lot. That's why I would stay away from the Porto-Liverpool game because Liverpool is already up 2-0. They may not try to score.
Yeah, and I'll let you know what where the money went there. Opened up Liverpool first leg minus 470.
Yep.
Today, minus 2450.
To advance.
So... yeah, for Liverpool. So a lot of money that came in. To go minus 470 to minus 2450, guys, that's telling you where the money is coming. And it's not from the $5 and $10 better. It is the Sharps that are planning on Liverpool advancing here without a problem. So just keep that in mind.
They got a 2-goal lead. Remember, they're already up 2-0.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
It's like, in essence, even when you're betting this game, you're already live betting. You know what I mean? Because we're almost at halftime. That's all this is.
You've already got it. And if they come out and they score an early goal, it's pretty much over at that point, which I think is what the Sharps are planning on doing. So there you go, guys. Plenty of opportunities for you to help make it rain here today. Profit. Happy birthday to Dane. Way to go, my man. We'll be back again tomorrow, 6 a.m. We'll do it all over again. Recap what happened here today. Morning after, Gabe Morenci. We got you until noon. Coming up next on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Are you single? Everyone single is looking for the best date possible. Well, I found one website that can find you the best date, and it's called thebestdate100.com. Just go there and log in for your free trial and see if you can find your new and maybe last best date. Remember, you can find the best date of your life at thebestdate100.com. That's thebestdate100.com. One more time, thebestdate100.com.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Calling all drivers. Want a career that will take you places? Then Coach USA and Megabus is the place for you. Coach USA and Megabus, leaders in the local and intercity bus transportation industry, are looking for career-minded, conscientious drivers with a valid CDL Class A or B license with passenger endorsement. They offer paid training, competitive salary, and many benefits. Apply now and start driving to a better future. Visit CoachUSA.jobs. That's CoachUSA.jobs.
The Fantasy Sports Network is hitting you from all angles with the best fantasy sports and betting analysis. You can catch the latest programming on so many platforms, there's no way you'll miss out on any of the award-winning programming we pump out every single day. You can listen through the FNTSY Radio app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. Download our podcast through iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Audioboom, and you can watch select programming on the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your only source for fantasy sports and wagering anytime and anywhere.
Are you, or someone you love, one of the nearly 1 million Americans living with Parkinson's disease? There is no known cure, but you have the power to help change that by participating in a clinical trial. The Michael J. Fox Foundation will help get you started. Visit michaeljfox.org/participant pack to download the new Parkinson's Trial Participant Pack. It's free and available right now. That's michaeljfox.org/participant pack. Visit today.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Taught y'all how to make it rain?
You're listening to the best of Make It Rain on the Fantasy Sports Network.
I'm gonna make it rain.
I hate to break it to Red Sox fans, but your team really does suck. I hate to break it to you here. There is no more, oh, it's early season. Yeah, the defending champion Boston Red Sox, well, they suck. There is just no way around it. I don't want to hear about velocity. Because let me tell you something. Chris Sale took the mound yesterday against the B team. And when I say B team, I'm being very generous by calling whatever the hell lineup that was yesterday by the Yankees, which also made it very frustrating since they had off on Monday. It was Jackie Robinson. Everyone had 42. You couldn't tell who the hell was who. There were dudes that I couldn't even tell you who the hell they were playing for the Yankees. And that was part of the reason. And maybe this is why I'm a little pissed off here. Is that I was all over the Red Sox yesterday from a couple of standpoint. Number one, I knew Sanchez. I knew Bird was hurt now. I knew the lineup. I'm looking at these guys, have no idea who this is. Romine's don't know this. Right. Paxton got lit up. And, oh, yeah, by the way, the Red Sox against lefties are hitting 80 points better than what the Yankees are hitting lefties. And so you had to figure Sale's going to have his velocity back. Everything is going to go. This should be, the Red Sox should be able to win, given that they've got their A lineup in and the Yankees have whatever the hell that ragtag group of people were. And, yeah, what you witnessed was the velocity up for Chris Sale. Congratulations, 95, 96. He essentially was throwing batting practice to this B team yesterday, for the New York Yankees. And I don't want to hear any more about, it's going to take them a little while to rev it up. And it's, this team, let us not forget, the losses in April still count, right? I mean, it's not like the thing that made the Red Sox so great last year. Yeah, I mean, the thing that made the Red Sox so great last year is that they got off to an unbelievable start. So when August came, they were able to kick it back a little bit, kind of wait for the playoffs, gear it up. Yeah, that's not happening this year. And anybody who's watching the Red Sox, if you think all of a sudden there is some sort of switch that's going to be flipped, you got batters going up to the plate who look absolutely lost. Hats off to Paxton, by the way, 97, 98, right up your ass. Here we go. Boom, boom, strike. 12
he's looking
K's,
good.
8 innings.
K's
the first
innings.
Time we had a Yankee pitcher go 8 innings. Like, holy crap. Well, that's what Red Sox fans were expecting from Sale. Velocity was up, but he continues to miss pitch after pitch. You cannot miss. I don't care if it's 95. You want to miss, you miss at 98, 99. Then you can miss and leave stuff over the plate, and you got a good chance of getting guys out. You can't miss at 92, 93, 95 for that matter. Leave it over the plate, not expect these guys to mash you. And that's what happened there. But the Red Sox, guys, be very wary moving forward. The Red Sox are in trouble here, Dane, big time.
Yeah, listen, I want to echo the sentiments there. Like, Big Maple over here. James Paxton in a home start going 8 innings, striking out 12. I think that, and only giving up 2 hits, as well. I think that is very important, especially with the health issues that the Yankees are dealing with right now. Okay, I look at the starting pitching, and if Tanaka can cruise, if Paxton's there, they're going to be okay until Severino rejoins the rotation. Every single hitter in the Yankees starting lineup got at least one hit. And you're right, Joe. It's time to start worrying about Chris Sale. Okay, the velocity is still not coming up there, and he's officially turned to like the wait and see for me. I'm not betting him anymore. I'm not starting him in DFS. I may not even start him in season long until I see some proof positive